It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Corey, can you say that Haitian migrants are not eating pets in Springfield? Can you say
that? You know what I can say, Jim? I can say that 13,099 murderers were let into this country, 16,000 rapists, 425,000 people in the last 4 years have been let into this country by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's own Customs and Border Protection that are running around this country, Jim.
And the other thing, too, it's Kamala Harris. I don't know. Is there, why do you guys say Kamala? That is, it's Kamala Harris.
Jim, we know that they're committing crimes against Americans. Why can't these individuals talk about the individuals who've been killed by illegal immigrants? 13,099 murderers have been let into this country by this administration's own accounting, and you guys don't want to talk about it. To put that in perspective,
Corey, we talk about immigration all the time.
Jim, admit that 13,099 murders have been let into this country. That's Corey. Four murderers for every single county in America. You don't think that's a problem?
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griffer, where are you this morning, my friend?
Good morning. I'm actually in the D.C. Bureau, and it's funny, you know, we've been playing that intro, which is so awesome, that Carl made, but today I had a hit on Fox and Friends, like 8:45, and the producer, the guy in New York, said, "Hey, we're waiting for you on set. Where are you? You're late." I'm like, in New York, I'm not gonna make that. I'm in D.C. And then no one talked to me in my ear. This is seconds before I got to do a live report. And then a technical director gets in my ears like, "So you're at the White House? Are you at the White House?" I'm like, "I'm not at the White House either. I'm in the Washington D.C. bureau in front of a camera." You never know how the behind the scenes happen.
Even Fox didn't know where the hell you were today. See what I'm saying?
Exactly. But I will tell you that once I start doing some more reporting here, I'll be on Harris in about an hour and a half. My story isn't going to make you feel any more comfortable about the rising terror threat here at home as we watch things playing out over in the Middle East. My story today, Mark and Kim, is about this DHS Inspector General report that just dropped, where the IG found that CBP, ICE, and TSA are not fully assessing the risks associated with their practice of releasing illegals who can't show an ID. They're letting them into the U.S. and letting them travel on domestic flights. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect the dots.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that I can't get on a flight without a real ID, that I've had to take 17 documents and my birth certificate and, you know, prove that I'm breathing into the DMV to get a real ID, but they're letting illegal aliens onto airplanes with no ID?
Well, essentially, yes. And, you know, you heard Corey Lewandowski pushing back on this latest ICE data, which is a whole nother ball of wax, because they're not all let in, as Corey was saying, in this administration, but it certainly increased under that. But this report should now become the immigration point, talking point number one, because this is the Inspector General. This is DHS's own Inspector General. This is not a reporter or, you know, a soundbite. This is the guy that looks internally And it's redacted, by the way, so God help us what they couldn't show us. But if I can, just read you the one line. When I read it this morning at 4:30, I lit up our people and said, I need to be on this story ASAP. And it says this: under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure they are keeping high-risk non-citizens without ID from entering the country. Additionally, TSA cannot ensure us. Its vetting and screening procedures prevent high-risk non-citizens who may pose a threat to flying public from boarding domestic flights. There it is, all laid out. Now, DHS pushed back, ICE pushed back, CBP. But DHS, basically, their pushback is, hey, look, we can't detain everybody that doesn't have an ID due to several reasons, including a lack of resources. ICE says, you know, we're only funded for 41,500 beds, so we can't detain everybody that doesn't have an ID. CBP says their facilities are for short-term detention, so they can't possibly hold everybody. Have you seen the countless hits I've done on the border where I've gone back and forth through Mexico holding up the IDs that they throw on the ground?
Yes.
Well, now this starts to make a lot of sense. TSA, by the way, says the report doesn't accurately reflect their policies, but it's pretty clear from this report that the way things are going now, we are headed for trouble. And that should alarm people, and it should be a part of the conversation on the campaign trail now.
I just love how J.D. Vance is like, I've been to the border a lot, like so many more times than Kamala Harris. I mean, how long was she there the other day?
Oh, I'm sure.
20 minutes?
Let me tell you, I've never cheered in my all 53 years in a moment in a debate, but I was really cheering on Vance. I appreciated so much his pushback on Margaret Brennan when they talked about Springfield, and he said, hey, wait just a second. Since you're not fact-checking, let me just tell you that the majority of those migrants came through the CBP One app, and that is taking illegal crossers and making them legal with a wand of a magic wand.
Yeah.
And that's really, I was, you know, I don't take sides here, but I say I cheered it because that the facts of what's actually happened and the changes under this administration that's led to the chaos at the border the past 4 years, that's really a key part of it. They have found these legal pathways to basically reduce the numbers of the border by creating legal ways so they don't seem like they're illegal, but they're the same pool of people that are coming.
If you were on CBS, they would have cut your mic already, Griff. And I want to thank you for explaining the legal process.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I mean, it's like, it's for you know, those of us that deal with this every day, the facts themselves are chilling, alarming, damning. I'm going to run out of adjectives here. And so I hate when it gets lost and misconstrued, because we really need to focus on it, because we're all the border officials tell me, and I've said this 1,000 times, what keeps them up at night is that we're going to see some terror, tragic event here that came across the border, and we didn't have things in place to stop it.
All right. I got about 90 seconds left here, but you did tweet this out yesterday from Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Safety, that they stopped over 135 illegals, and among them were more special interest immigrants from Turkey and China. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, LT, as I call him, I mean, I've spent so much time with him. I'm starting to talk a little more about him, because Texas got quiet, right, guys? We haven't been down there because the numbers are down. And we knew that the majority, I know, as a matter of fact, that 85, probably closer to 90%, I'm not sure exactly what the specific numbers is, but the overwhelming majority of the special interest aliens, who are the people that hit the terror, you know, the pool of people for which people are hitting this terror watch list, are coming through California, through that San Diego sector, 90% of them, because that's just the flow of how they're getting there. It's basically the cartel hotels running a travel agency. We saw very few, just a handful in Texas. Numbers went down. Now all of a sudden, SIAs are showing up in mass in Texas, where it's hardened with, you know, Abbott's walls and razor wire and all that. That tells me something's going on that I don't know about, and I need to find out more. And Olivera's is a little bit, as they're looking into it, a little bit stumped as to why all of a sudden they're showing up there. Short answer, logical guess, is that the cartels have made a change in their what they're doing, and so we have to determine what that is, because that's a problem that that we didn't have before.
Wow. Griff, we appreciate it, man. We'll look for your report tonight on Fox. Thank you.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Griff Jenkins there, live in D.C. today, apparently, even though he was supposed to be in New York. Fox thought he was in New York. Anyway, we found him in D.C.
I know That's we awesome. Ran out of time, but did you see he interviewed Vladimir Zelensky?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him that next week.
I didn't even think to ask him about that. I'm glad.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.